T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As we know, the Detroit Lions had a pretty damn good season this year. By Detroit Lions standards, they had a winning record. They were 9-8, and everybody is excited for the draft. But the Lions are a team that, you know, we talked about in the wide nine, need to acquire some people. Usually, you know, most people agree on the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
On ProFootballTalk.com, Mike Florio and Chris Sims, who, of course, you probably see on NBC Sports every now and then. Also, if you watch Pro Football Talk or read it, it's all video now, and they have their own little show and things like that. They talked about the possibility of somebody who's pretty damn popular and pretty damn good coming to the Detroit Lions. All right. Now, there's a lot of things he said there that are true. You know, Tom Brady with that offensive line.
Sure.
A lot of play action.
Yep.
He also talks about how Jared Goff did that as well, and then Jared Goff had a great season. First of all, he mentioned that, you get Tom Brady, you'll pack Ford Field.
Ford Field's packed every Sunday.
Right. Tom Brady will have no bearing on attendance
right.
with this team
they
coming up next
it.
Year. They already pack it more this year than past. And the anticipation for this coming year is going to be huge. Tom Brady, as good as he is, and he had a pretty good season last year with very few weapons, so to speak, especially healthy weapons. I mean, he did, lead the league in completions with 490 completions. So he wasn't terrible despite what we saw in the playoff game. But I think Jared Goff, and you'll kill me for this, probably, I think he had a better season than Tom Brady, number one. And number two, as much as I love Tom Brady, and this is no reflection on his career, and I know it's blasphemy, Tom Brady's going to be 46 years old in August. Jared Goff is a lot younger. Now, if you tell me for 1 year, I might bite. But Jared Goff's 28 years old. I don't think they need Tom Brady. Oh, my God, I can't believe I just said that. But, yeah, I'm fine with Jared Goff as opposed to Tom Brady. And now, if it happened, I wouldn't kill them for it. But it's completely unnecessary. I'm good with Jared Goff. Tom Brady, the greatest, I'd much rather see him walk off and retire now, but that's something else. We don't need Tom Brady. Oh, my God, I just said that.
We don't need Tom Brady. We don't need anybody to bring in and continue to develop this culture of winning and finding a way to, win some of those early games in the year so you don't get to that
the culture, 9-8. The culture of, hey, Tom, J-Mo, what do you think of Tom Brady? I'm on Rob. What do you think of Tom? I mean,
a guy that can actually hit some of those receivers on the deep routes?
So can Jared Goff.
He can on the deep routes?
He can hit some of them. Okay. Not all of them. Okay. I think Tom Brady's terrific. I don't think at 46 years old you would make that. That's all. I mean, I don't know. I know it's blasphemous. I get it. Maybe it's recency bias because what I saw from Tom Brady
wasn't the Tom Brady of old, but it is still a pretty good Tom Brady.
He wasn't the last game I saw him. He sucked.
1 out of 18.
No, he had a few stinkers this year.
Jared Goff did early
in the season. I understand that. I don't think it's going to be. Look, is it going to make them measurably better? I don't think so. Is it going to make them worse? Hell no. No, I think it's pretty equal, to be honest with you. I just don't think it's necessary. Selfishly, would it be cool that we had Tom Brady call with Carson Anderson every Tuesday instead of Jared Goff? Absolutely.
We might have to make that trade. We'll have Tom call in on Tuesday mornings, and we'll have Dan Campbell call in Wednesday at 10:30. Can we make that trade? Sorry, Dan.
Yeah, I know. I mean, come on. Could you imagine if we had Tom Brady on, you know, with Carson Anderson, and they asked him, you know, a tough question and things like that, and, you know, Tom Brady would, you know, just absolutely, you know, give them the F-bombs and things like that, Jared Goff wouldn't, and Tom Brady would?
Well, yes. yeah. That's not how he answers all of his questions. However, let's look at this in regards to what does it mean for the Lions? I think if you're going to sit there and say, would the Lions be better off next year with Tom Brady than Jared Goff? I think the answer is clearly yes. But is that what's best for the team long term, for the franchise long term? And it opens up the possibility. All right, just follow me on this. I'm not saying that I want Tom Brady as our quarterback. Like you, I do believe that the long-term solution is still to stay the course, don't get distracted with the bright, shiny object, all of those different things.
Is there a brighter, shinier object than Tom Brady?
However, did Jared Goff have a good year?
Yeah.
Do you believe there's some market value in Jared Goff?
Not that much.
You think you could get a first for him?
No.
From a team that may need a quarterback that does not have one, that's trying to find a way to get one. We've seen people make dumber decisions before.
That's true.
Carson Wentz.
You make the call.
Yeah. Okay, on that.
And I'm just saying, okay, if Tom were to call up Brad Holmes and say.
And we both agree this ain't happening.
No, it's not happening.
Well, wait, now.
Okay.
Would Brady be interested in this team?
He'd be interested in this offense.
The O-line is better than it was in Tampa the first year he went there.
There's no question.
And that was a huge problem.
And they actually have a running game this year. You know, the Lions will have a good running game.
The Lions had a better running game and a better offensive line than the Buccaneers did when he went there.
No question. Now,
they don't have the defense.
They don't have the defense. Not even close. They're not even close. But if you had Tom Brady, then you go, you know, full bore defensively in the draft and hope that you get impact players right away. The question is how impactful can those players be? How much development time do they have? Because you've got a clear expiration date on Tom Brady. Whether it's this, I mean, who knows? He may play two more years.
Right.
He's still a good NFL quarterback.
Okay, so's Goff, I think. And when you
if you have that, then is this the time where you go and you get that young quarterback and say, we're going to bring in Tom Brady. He's going to be our quarterback for this year, possibly 2 years, and we're going to let whatever quarterback it is next sit there and marinate behind him.
That does make a little more sense, but to say right now that Tom Brady at age 46...
You've got to take age out of this, and you're talking about 1 year.
Is clearly better than Jared Goff now?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's clearly better.
Key question here, going in... Okay, if they have Brady, do they have a better record next year than they would with Goff?
Yes.
I say yes. Not saying that it's the right thing long-term.
Right. No, I agree. It's probably not the right thing long-term.
Do they have a better chance to win the division?
Yeah.
Would you rather?
If Aaron Rodgers is back, would you rather go head-to-head with Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers with Tom Brady as your quarterback as opposed to Jared Goff?
Give me Goff. He beat him twice this year. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.